I'm going to read Ilya Kaminsky's We Lived Happily During the War. And when they bombed other people's houses, we protested, but not enough. We opposed them, but not enough. I was in my bed. Around my bed, America was falling, invisible house by invisible house by invisible house. I took a chair outside and watched the sun. In the 6 months of a disastrous rain, in the house of money, in the street of money, in the city of money, in the country of money, our great country of money, we, forgive us, lived happily during the war. The next piece is In Search of Rilke in the Metropolitan Museum of Art after a reading of Archaic Torso. A Sunday afternoon, the final lazy weekend of the summer, I escape to the cool, bright corridors of that art institution. I am in search of Apollo or Rilke. In the Hellenistic and Roman wing, I find Hermes, Eros, Heracles, headless torsos of young men and women, centaurs, athletes, and heroes. I turn around each statue and sepulcher, reading labels and descriptions. In desperation, I ask a guard, but she's clueless. I search for him in a cubiculum nocturnum, that is to say, a bedroom, in galleries, in the faces and lenses of tourists, finally finding him through old-fashioned help, the humble assistance of the information desk clerk. There are two Apollos here, one in worse shape than the other, one slightly taller, one still resting against a marble trunk, one with more genitals intact, more of the hip areas defined with both feet, perfect toes, and toenails. The Japanese tourist photographs her friend grabbing, or is it covering, the genitals. I hear the guard laughing heartily. Men, women, and children walk by. Few stop by to look at the headless torso. Few read the description. Few acknowledge that this was Apollo. This was the god of music and poetry, son of Zeus, father of Orpheus, one of the 12 Olympians, De Consentis. Who cares for those lesser gods and heroes when Apollo is in the room? And then I don't find Rilke, a man at least in some form of manner representing him, his essence, or a man who read his work, a man aware of that dilemma called mid-career or life crisis. I wonder, if I tear a piece of paper, write in bold capital letters Rilke, and hold it up, will someone stop by and chat with me, sit and read with me that poem, ask me questions about it, maybe exchange something about himself, a revelation found through this encounter? If any answer to man's inner quest is to be found on earth, it could be at these feet, or another work of art, at this museum, or another like it, in this city, or another metropolis such as the many found on this or other continents. And yet, his torso is still suffused with brilliance from inside, like a lamp, in which his gaze, now turned to low, gleams in all its power. Thank you. Thank you.